Succession planning for any business is difficult. Add family to the mix, it makes it even harder. There are many tough decisions every family business will make, and discussing them is not easy. Elaine Fraze coaches farm families in particular, but her expertise applies to any family trying to talk about money. She's here now to talk about some tips on how to discuss the undiscussable when it comes to business, money, and family. Hello, Elaine.
Hi there, Bruce.
You have worked in the agricultural industry for many, many years. It's an industry you know very well. Broadly speaking, what would you say is similar for farm families in the businesses that they run? And what is different from other businesses out there, aside from living on site a lot of the time?
Well, I think any small to medium, large, whatever size family business has certain family principles, dynamics, and communication things that are able to transition across whatever the industry is. I think what is unique or what is different for agriculture is, notwithstanding what you already mentioned, living on site, living right in front and always being by your work. But there's also a different culture there as well, Bruce. So people can sell a Tim Hortons franchise or a tire shop and move away from it and not have too many strong emotional attachments. But I think the emotional factors affecting planning run pretty deep in agriculture.
And you have used this phrase with me in the past. Many people who have been in farming their entire lives picture themselves dying in the dirt, that they are so deeply connected to the land and to that work and to that way of life. It's a very different cultural context, isn't it?
Well, I think it becomes part of their identity. Mm. The hard part about letting go.
So farm transfer, I mean, at some point they need to let go, whether that is that they are proactive about that or that just happens because they're no longer of this earth. Talk a bit about some of the issues that family members encounter when they're talking about that farm transfer.
So I have started to say there's two real things that are creating a tsunami in agriculture, and they would be procrastination. Mm. And conflict avoidance. And so in any business, if you procrastinate and you're reactive instead of proactive, you're going to get dinged with tax, or you're going to have issues at the estate not being the way it needs to be, and so on. So procrastination for farm families is we'll do it after seeding, or we'll do it after haying, or we'll do it after harvest, or we'll do it after winter. Oh, and guess what? A whole another year has gone by.
Right.
And then the other piece, which is discuss the undiscussable that we're focusing on in this podcast, is that there's this bull in the middle of the family business, whether it's agriculture or the tire shop, and everybody knows the bull is there, but nobody knows how to approach the bull and talk about it. So I've coined a phrase called discuss the undiscussable, and I actually use a Beanie Baby ox. So listeners can Google the Thai Beanie Baby ox, and that's the talking stick that I use in my family meetings, because I really want families to see conflict resolution as a business risk management strategy. You get good at conflict, you'll be unstoppable.
Well, let me ask you where you start. I mean, if it was a bull and I had a syringe full of a sedative, I think that would be a good place, but that doesn't necessarily work when you're talking about the matriarch or patriarch of the family farm business.
Right. And so we have a whole program now called Kickstart the Conversation. So the first conversation you need to have is with yourself. You need to figure out what it is you truly want. And typically I talk about clarity of expectations, certainty of timelines and agreements, and a commitment to action. And when you talk about moolala, it's about what do you want your income streams to be, how are you going to service debt, and where are you going to live? And then the big kicker that really causes the conflict avoidance is how are you going to be fair to your non-business heirs?
Mm. Who is the one that should kickstart this conversation? And if that person isn't starting it, can anyone sort of plant the seed, pun perfectly intended?
Well, I think the thing is, Bruce, is that somebody has to be the driver. And so sometimes for me, like this afternoon after this call, I'll be talking to the mother and the father. And actually, the mother has her own separate business beyond the farm. So she's an entrepreneur in her own right. And she just wants to get all kinds of things settled. So she is the one who picked up the phone, so she's the driver. In other circumstances, it might be the successor. So I quite often have 35 to 38-year-old young farmers, male or female, say, Elaine, I can't stand the pain of not knowing anymore. So they are willing to go the distance and be accountable for having family meetings, for having coaching with me and facilitation, and for building on their team of advisors, whether that be their investment broker, their financial planner, their accountant or their lawyer or their coach.
Some of the solutions that you talk about on discussing the undiscussable include what you call acting on common sense tools to talk about issues and resolve fights. What's a common sense tool?
Well, a common sense tool is to decide. So first of all, who's going to take charge? And we use the expression, don't be a bull in a china shop. Well, I grew up on a cattle farm, Bruce.
Mm.
So I'm very acquainted with behavior of charging steers and cats before I diggled near Winnipeg where I grew up. But so common sense tools would be to come from curiosity and be curious and come from a position of curiosity instead of judgment. So say, I'm just curious, you know, if I'm going to take over this business, I need to have more financial savvy, and I know nothing about the financials. So when were you planning on opening up the books to me, and when can I start going with you to the accountant or developing, you know, a long-term relationship with an accountant? Another common sense tool would be to ask better questions. And I love the book by Marilee Adams, Change Your Questions, Change Your Life. And so ask deeply and listen. And also in conflict resolution, another common sense principle would be, what is your intent? So, Bruce, you can tell me some really hard stuff, but if you can explain why you're making a certain decision, then I will be able to process it better and be able to feedback better to you without anger, hurt, fear, or frustration if you've explained why you're making the decision you're making. And so another common sense tool is to get your own affairs in order. So even when I'm talking about this, I use my Turning Point technology clickers, and I had the best score last week. I was so thrilled. I was in Humboldt, Saskatchewan, working with Farm Credit Canada on another seminar called Living Your Life Intentionally. And I said, I'm just curious, how many of you have a will? And only 8% of my room did not. And Bruce, that's the best number I've ever
That's amazing.
That was so good. And you know what I'm wondering? I'm wondering if it, because of the tragedy in Humboldt, it was like a wake-up call to people in that community saying, wow, stuff happens. We need to get our affairs in order. And that's another common sense tool is on the procrastination card is don't wait for a heart attack, cancer, stroke, or an accident to be the tipping point to get you to act. So I've actually started giving my clients binder tabs, and your listeners can do this when they get home tonight. Just take a binder and fill out insurance, legal, lifestyle plan, because I don't call it a retirement plan anymore because farmers never retire. As you said, they want to die in the dirt, a lot of them. But they want a lifestyle plan. They want to be reinventing themselves. So, and a wills and estates tab, an insurance tab, and a business plan tab for what the vision is for the business for the next gen. And last night I was coaching a young couple, and I said, could you just create for me like a one-pager business plan about what really lights your fire about the farm? They said, oh, yeah, Elaine, we'd love to do that. And I said, and put some timelines on it, because William Bridges has this concept called being in neutral or the neutral zone. And we all know you're not going to go anywhere in your car, especially if it's a stick and it's stuck in neutral, right? And so it's that pain of not knowing what the plan is that people want to get over.
How often does it happen that the succession is simply not going to happen from one generation to the next, either because they don't want to pick up the hoe, or the matriarch and patriarch just don't feel that this is the right idea? We don't have a farm child that can do this.
Well, the new stats that have been floating around on Twitter over the last couple of weeks is anywhere from 70 to 85% of farms, Bruce, do not have a successor, which I find a little bit high, and I haven't checked that stat out. But I do know that less than 20% have a written succession plan, and a lot of people do have things in verbal agreements, but conversations are not contracts, as my friend Jolene Brown said.
Right.
And then there's the other piece around second and third generation businesses, which I think the family stats are quite poor, that less than 15% of family businesses make it to the third generation. So there's a lot of uphill factors and resistance. But I've been working with farm families now for four decades. It was my 40th anniversary this weekend of coming to Boise, Maine. And I've been a certified coach for 15 years. And so I just want people to know that they just need to start looking. And I have tons of free tools on my website at farmfamilycoach.com. I've got books for people to read, but really it's just you have to decide that you want to not be left in the dark anymore, and you want to grab the bull by the horns and say, we need to have a conversation. And then there's two pieces of that conversation, right? Because we have to run our businesses day to day. So that's the operation.
Give me the two pieces. I'm afraid I've only got 30 seconds left, but I want to hear both those two pieces.
So the pieces are, how are you going to run the business day to day, which is your operational, but the big picture vision is the strategic. And so you need to separate the kinds of meetings. So go to Staples this week. Flip charts are on sale. $200 at one. Start talking.
Elaine, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
I appreciate yours.
Elaine Fraze is a coach. She works principally with farm families and has, as you hear, extraordinary expertise, particularly in discussing the undiscussable.